really, because my voice is unattractive, and very emotional today. I treasure every single one of you in this room, and my child is only in 12th grade, and my youngest is in kindergarten. I will most likely, hopefully, see you all through the education of my kids. I am a graduate of the Chicago High School, class of 91. I could not do the job that you all do. This is why I'm addicted to be a teacher. It's hard enough to teach my children what you taught them during the day, and I have to enforce it at night. I say the wishing hour in my house is between 4 to 5, nobody call me. Now, the NPCA parents have had a delicious, fabulous, fabulous staff. I love every single teacher, every person in that school building, and you have to say, they rock. Being an excellent speech girl. As an NPCA parent, I have lots of parents come up to me and say, Kathy, I would love to volunteer. I would love to do the fundraising. I can't afford it. My husband lost his job. I'm in the middle of a divorce. I can't take too much of help in. This is what we hear at CPA for members. As a resident, I get friends. My husband just lost his job. I had a choice between a pink slip or 20% decrease in pay. I have to take the 20% decrease in pay. I understand. Believe me, I do. Everybody is hurting right now in this entire world. And that gentleman said it correctly. Somebody needs to come to the middle and just put an end to all this. We are a community. We are one. We need to work as one. Our paychecks does not define us. When we teach my children, that's what defines you. And that's what makes me proud to be my children in the school district. It's the same as in these problems. Because if my taxes go up one more time, I'm over the house. I cannot. I know people that are paying less taxes than me with bigger and bigger houses and many cars. But I choose to pay any taxes. I'm a salary through and through. I want my kids to have an education here. But I cannot take a hit anymore on my taxes to pay off the help out. I cannot. You know, every individual person that lives in East Providence, in the city of Rhode Island, is hurting in one way or another. So somebody needs to stand up and just come together and put an end to all this. We all have to work together, all of us. Thank you.